Hi, Bruce Van Dyke with you.
Hello, Craig Adams here.
Hey, it's a little more casual, friendly introduction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, friendly.
Did that sound friendly? Or I thought it did.
Oh, you're great.
Yeah.
Duke Van Dyke.
Duker. We're not going with that. joining us now, if she's still on the line this morning after all of that, is Laura Malone, Development Officer for a Community Foundation. We always talk with the folks at the Community Foundation, peoplewhocare.org, on the third Thursday of the month. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm still here. Thank you so much for having me.
Lots going on. We have things to talk about. Your annual meeting coming up as well. But let's talk a little bit about some of the other grants and scholarships that have been announced or will be announced.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of check writing this week. So this week, our board approved the grants for our Health and Human Services. There's going to be over $1 million going out to various health and human service organizations that had applied for funding in our health and human services cycle earlier this year. Also, as we all know, if we have folks in high school, it is scholarship season. So our board also approved about $500,000 worth of scholarships that are going out to a wide array of Lorain County students. So a lot of those announcements will be, delivered directly to the recipients of those funds this week, but you'll be able to find out more details in Monday's newsletter. So if you haven't already registered for our newsletter, you can do so at peoplewhocare.org on our website and register for our newsletter so that you can get the latest and greatest hot off the presses to see what organizations got funding from the Health and Human Services grant cycle and what students you know might have received scholarships. It's a very exciting time for us because it's just such a great time to acknowledge those students and all their hard work. And of course, it's always great to be able to have those funds from our community go back out to support the various community needs with scholarships and with our Health and Human Services organizations.
Laura, when those students applied for scholarships, were you looking for anything in particular in terms of their resume or what they do in the community?
Yeah, you know, there's a wide array of scholarships here at the Community Foundation. And what I always say that I like best about our Community Foundation scholarships is that it's kind of one-stop shopping. So we have over 60 different scholarships. If I were, a high school senior, I could go ahead and go onto our website. I could fill out a single application, and it would match me to any of those 60 applications that I might be a match for. And then our volunteer scholarship committee, makes those selections, from those individual buckets through the month of April and May. So it's a great time to be a volunteer and read through those essays, learn about those students, and be able to, pick those finalists in each of those different 60 buckets of different scholarships that can be potentially awarded to students. And we do have some scholarships that are geared towards non-traditional students, so students that might not be graduating high school but may already be in school or may be returning to school after years in the workforce, as well as those that might be going into more of the trade scholarships. And that's really a great avenue if you're in the trades and you want to bookmark for December when our scholarship process opens up again. There's always a number of trade scholarships that we have available that get very few applications because folks don't think to look for that or think that there may be funding available. So I definitely encourage, if you have students that are juniors or if you think you personally might be going back to school at some point, that scholarship window opens up again right after Thanksgiving. So definitely bookmark that on your calendar to be able to look for that scholarship application right after the Thanksgiving holiday at peoplewhocare.org.
And as you mentioned, sign up for that newsletter because then you can see what was handed out and kind of see if you have a similar career path of somebody who might have received a scholarship. Hey, let's talk about these arts and culture grants application that's starting June 1st. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so similarly, traditionally what we did for a number of years was we had two different grant cycles, and those grant cycles were kind of a free-for-all. This year is the first year that we have started to segment those grant cycles a little bit more. So as I mentioned, we just awarded for our Health and Human Services. We are in the process of evaluating our education and youth development cycle, and our grants committee will be meeting in early June to go through those applications. But June 1st actually starts the application process for our arts and culture and our Strengthening Lorain County Community Grant Cycle. So this is, you know, anything from general operating support to special needs that, you know, those organizations that fall into those categories may be seeking funding for. So if there's a special project, you can apply for funding for a special project. If you just need general operating support, you know, our grants committee does go ahead and award grants for general operating support as well, which not all foundations do. So it's a great opportunity for those organizations in arts and culture and for Strengthening Lorain County to be engaged and create that application starting June 1st. So another time to bookmark on your calendar and come check us out here at peoplewhocare.org.
Laura, do you have an application deadline on that one?
Yes, it is. It is June 1st to July 1st. So thank you very much for that. So it is just that 30-ish day window. I think June might actually have June is 30 days. So yeah, June 1 to July 1 is that window for application. So that and more information is available on our website at peoplewhocare.org.
I also see, too, courtesy of the Elyria Community Partnership, you're involved with a program this weekend, kind of part of your Neighbor Up initiative. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we do have, you know, something going on, actually, I believe this evening for Neighbor Nights that is a little bit more unique. It is supposed to be more of a community building event beyond just the norm of our Neighbor Nights. And that is open to the broader community overall. It is in collaboration with the Elyria Community Partnership, which is, you know, a great new organization that's working to help build within, you know, helping strengthen Elyria and helping to really try and create more traction in that space. So a lot of those activities will be going on, and it's a great avenue for folks to be able to talk through, you know, how do we get more youth engaged? How do we get more families to participate? How do we create, you know, ways that we can positively affect someone close to us that might have needs for public transportation? You know, there's a lot of great avenues to really get engaged in that kind of grassroots community dialogue.
Should also mention a community night over at Lorain High School tonight from 6 to 8. So you've got that in the Lorain City Schools as well for those people who in that area to be involved. Let's talk about, I know we'll have another talk right before this, but let's get people excited for your annual meeting on June 21st and also the big Connect to a Cause participants this year.
Yeah, our annual meeting is June 21st, so we'd love to see folks join us over at Kendall, and we're looking forward to the idea of being able to get engaged with everybody and being able to visit with the community, our donors, our grantees, all the organizations in the area, really talk about what we've been doing, not just through the past year, but we're wrapping up the end of our strategic plan and what we've done over the last 3 to 5 years and what we hope to accomplish with our new strategic plan, which we are finalizing as well. So that is going to be on June 21st over at Kendall, and we'd love to see folks there. Also, as we talked about, Connect to a Cause, September 21st. We seem to like the number 21 this year. But September 21st is going to be Connect to a Cause, and we have over 90 organizations participating in what I kind of refer to as kind of a Lorain County-specific Giving Tuesday. So, you know, although it is a Thursday. So for Connect to a Cause Day on that Thursday, September 21st, it's a 12-hour window where it's just a blitz campaign for fundraising for over 90 different organizations. A lot of donors have really talked about how much they enjoy that because it gives them that ability to see more of the Lorain County nonprofit landscape, learn about organizations that they may not have known existed, and kind of do that single source giving where they can write one check, check off the boxes of the different organizations they want to support, and feel like they're making an incredible impact in Lorain County.
Sounds great. It's a good exposure for those organizations, both big and small, and it has the great funding, and sometimes there's matching dollars, things like that take place, but they can find out more when it gets closer to Connect the Cause coming up in September. Well, enjoyed your chat with us this morning, Laura, and I know we'll talk again next month as we continue on with all the great work of the Community Foundation. Thanks for your time this morning.